My mind tumbled. The pieces of the puzzle began falling into place. Once again, my so-called friend Eddie the Rack had lured me into... Oh, brother, do you see what had happened to me? The little sneak had... Okay, maybe I had... See, I was the head of ranch security, doing guard duty in Sally Mae's watermelon patch. And I was about to be caught in the act of eating... Okay, let's come clean on this. They weren't bitter gourds. They were watermelons. Luscious, juicy, sweet watermelons. And I'm sorry to report that I had eaten several and had found them delicious. Wonderful. I had never dreamed that a dog might develop a taste for watermelons. I had. And that was a very dangerous thing for a ranch dog to develop a taste for. And fellers, all at once I found myself in a world of trouble. Slim's voice rang out again. There's the coon, dogs. Get him, Hank. My ears jumped. Did you hear what he said? He said, there's the coon, dogs. Holy smokes, that meant that he hadn't seen me in the beam of the flashlight. He'd seen Eddie, but not me. In other words, a plan, an emergency rescue plan, began taking shape in my mind. I turned to my, I almost said friend, but I'm not sure he was a friend. In some ways, he was a nice little guy. But every time I got around him, I ended up in a mess of trouble. Anyways, I turned to Eddie. Listen, bud, I'm fixing to do something radical. I don't have time to explain. You'll just have to trust me and do what I say. We're both about to be ventilated with buckshot. I happen to think you deserve it, but I happen to think that I don't. So, to save myself, I'll have to save you too.
I'm for that. All ears. What's the deal?
The deal, Eddie, is that we must stage a fight. That might save what's left of my reputation, and it might save your worthless carcass, since Slim won't fire on me, I hope.
Me too. Can't use buckshot.
When I give the word, we'll stage a fight. And I mean teeth, claws, growls, the whole 9 yards of fighting. I'll try not to hurt you, Eddie, but we've got to make this thing look real.
Got it.
Oh, and one last thing, you little pestilence. Don't ever offer me another deal.
Got it. No more deals.
Okay, ready? Go for it and make it convincing. Maybe I shouldn't have told him to make it convincing. You ever been in a fight with a raccoon? A guy's first impression is that they're sort of cute. You know, with their little hands and dark eyes and the mask and so forth. But a guy's next impression, and the one that tends to stick in his memory, is that they have sharp teeth and sharp claws, and they know how to use them in a fight. And they're about as cute as a shark. Our fight turned out to be a whole lot realer than I had expected.